You know, I find it really hard to be content. I struggle to be satisfied with the circumstances, the places that where God has placed me. I often daydream about a house by the sea, or holidays in far-flung places, or a nice new kitchen, or a bigger garden, or hair that's not grey. And I cease to be content with the many, many good things that God has given me. Or I allow those things to become things that I rely on and I look to for my happiness. You know, and this causes my heart to be restless, to be dissatisfied, to be discontented. But our verse says, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Paul is saying there is great gain in combining godliness with contentment. Now, we often think about how we should be living our lives in a way that God wants us to, how we should be living in ways that will help us to become more like Jesus. How often do we put contentment alongside that? How often do we seek to look for contentment or find or learn contentment alongside how we pursue trying to become more like Jesus? But that's what Paul is doing. He's putting those two things together, godliness and contentment, and saying there is great reward, there is great gain. So how do we find contentment? How do we find contentment? You know, the world will tell us to look for coffee or to look at holidays or to look at retirement or to look at a whole set of things, and that is where we will find contentment. But God wants us to find contentment in other ways, in other places. God says he wants us to find contentment in knowing that he will and he is more than able to supply all of our needs, whatever we need. He is more than able to supply our needs. He is lavish, abundant, and generous. He wants us to find contentment in knowing that what he has in store for us here on this earth and in heaven is far better, far beyond anything that we could imagine. Anything that we could think that we would do would be on our bucket list or we would want to do. What he has planned for us and wants for us is beyond any of that. God wants us to find contentment in knowing that Jesus is enough for life. He is enough. And there is rest in that. He is enough for life. Jesus is enough. But how do we move from hearts that are discontented to hearts that are contented? How do we live out those truths? We do that by not focusing on the things, by not focusing on what we have. Or actually, the bigger danger, I think, is by focusing on what others have and we don't have. By not looking at others, by not comparing, but instead by looking at Jesus. By daily choosing to focus on Jesus, on who he is and what he promises. Trusting that we are in the right place, the right situation, the right circumstances. We're in the right school, we're in the right church, we're in the right part of England, we're in the right workplace, we're with the right people. Trusting that all of those things is where he wants us to be. And not simply resigning ourselves to this is where he wants us to be, but finding joy in that, finding joy in where he has called us to be. But you know, it's not easy, and I find it really hard. But what I take comfort in, actually, is that I know Paul found it hard. And in Philippians, Paul says, Philippians 4:11, he says, I have learnt to be content in all circumstances. Paul learnt to be content. And that encourages me, actually, because I think, well, if Paul can learn it, then I must be able to learn it. And I think there are habits that we can learn that will help us to be content. We can choose to be thankful each day. We can choose to find things each day. There's so much of what we have. The breath that we have comes from God. We can choose to be thankful. We can choose to notice something each day that God has done, that God is doing. We can be intentional in looking for what is God doing? Where is God? What is he doing? Let me notice what he's doing. We can choose not to compare ourselves to other people. And instead, we can choose to focus on our walk with the Lord. Verse 11 in our passage says, pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. We can choose to focus on our walk with the Lord. So my challenge to you over the summer is, why don't you practice one of those things? Why don't you practice one of those habits? Maybe you could write down each day 10 things that you are thankful for. You could write down 10 things that you are thankful for. You could choose to notice one thing that you see God doing. One thing that you see God doing. You could pick a verse to learn. We've learned a brilliant one today, but you could pick a verse to learn that focuses you on Jesus, and you could ponder that and take those words into your heart. And these are things that you could do. You could do them by yourself. You could do them in a family. You could do them with your friends. But why don't you, it's a challenge for us all, why don't you take a habit and practice it over the summer? If we train our hearts, if we learn to be content and pursue godliness, there is great gain.